zone. I lied to Hunter. It's my bad. I told him that we had one more song, but that was a lie. So he's in the little boy's room. So I'm going to stall while he's taking care of that. Hunter, hurry. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, 8:09. Quick look at your forecast here. So I got to stall today. We got some fog, then cloudy, high of 35. Tonight, more clouds, low of 25, dropping down a little bit. Tomorrow, partly sunny, not a bad day. High at 33. Wednesday, we're going to see it drop down. We got a chance for some snow creeping in. High of 36 later on in the evening is when we're going to see that snow. And then Thursday, we got snow. Friday, we got some snow. Highs in the 30s. So it's cooling off a little bit later on in the week. Right now, I don't know what it is right now. It's not bad. Whatever. There you go. My expert forecast. Let's do your... sorry, I said we have one more song.
For the love of God.
I lied to you. I'm sorry.
Jeez,
did
man.
You hear me yelling for you?
No.
I'm sorry. I was going to, and then I realized that we didn't, and so...
What a jerk.
I made you look so stupid.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie. This is Stop Katie. This is I don't know where to even start with this. I'll just play the audio and then I'll tell you exactly what went down.
The suspect did request that the drugs be delivered to the elementary school in which she worked. We did not deliver the drugs to that school, but that brought us great concern. It was a pretty nonchalant request, and the indication was that it was no big deal to the suspect. Instead, we waited until the teacher got off school for that day. She then met our undercover detective, and she did exchange money for 3.5 grams of methamphetamine.
Damn.
A first grade teacher.
Let me guess, Florida.
Florida. Was arrested after she tried to buy meth and have it delivered to her while she was at school. She didn't realize she was actually dealing with undercover cops.
Probably a pretty active teacher.
All right, kids, today we're going to do everything.
No. 3 bomb coming in.
Today, kids, we're going to get the bugs out of my teeth.
All right. She doesn't even have a chair for her desk.
She's just running around. So, little Timmy, what'd you do at school today?
Hey. I'm tired, Mom. The teacher wore me out.
I'm just exhausted. It was a tough day. It's a tough day today. Of course this was in Florida. Of course only in Florida would a teacher ask to have meth, a first grade teacher, ask to have meth delivered to the school.
It's unbelievable. Is it, though? Not really for Florida,
like,
I guess.
Even as a drug dealer, you got to be like, how about I meet you after the day's done? You know, down the street, I don't really feel comfortable bringing meth to school.
While you're teaching the future of our economy,
children are our future. Yeah, so I don't think she's going to get that Golden Apple Award anytime soon.
No.
Probably not. But needless to say, if you're in school in Florida, there's a good chance your teacher's on meth.
Ms. Johnson, is that a turbo tube you have in your desk?
Today, kids, we're going to make crack pipes. Yes, I love crack pipe day. It's my favorite day at school. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning, 8:30. All right, we got a very special guest in the studio with us.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Supreme Leader, Dave, how are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm well.
We're not worthy. Hey, put
your mic on. Oh, that's what happened.
Sick, God.
It's on Thailand.
The main guy in here.
I know, and I already
still
did it wrong.
Jeez, man.
Shut up. There we go.
I'm on this side, Dave, so if anything happens on the air, it's...
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So we're actually pretty excited because you're presenting us with I think a pretty big honor.
I'm presenting it to your cohort.
Okay.
The lobster.
Stupid lobster.
The lobster. Well, actually, this time you're going to be happy because it just is evidence that the lobster is just garbage.
Garbage. See? Even the main
guy. It's just garbage when it comes to picking players to play in fantasy football.
Lobster, do you have anything to say to that?
That's so nice.
Dying.
Well, the lobster was out late last night.
Yep.
Partying because the XFL is underway.
That's right.
He's extremely excited.
I think he's...
And then went to an Oscar party because... Parasite, and a lobster aren't that far removed from
that's true.
So. What's a lobster drink? Do you know?
Water.
Water.
Salt water.
Water.
All right. So, but our company fantasy football team has a special recognition for the individual who is a bottom feeder, just like a lobster is.
Yes. Yes.
Sits at the bottom and so receives by being in, 14th place.
So there's 14 teams,
yes,
lobster,
yes. So,
dead last.
So I'm going to open this up for the lobster, because lobster, as you all know, lobster only makes noises and is really hungover this morning. But let me share this. This is given to, the letter states at the top, banned, and who, the WRX Screaming Yellow Lobster, actually has the definition of ban to help the individual. You know, he was banned from driving for a year. You are banned from being a part of the fantasy league, and for 1 year, effective 1/10 of 2020, that already took place.
Yes,
because it's based on the regular season. Anybody knows fantasy football?
Of course,
you don't pick the playoffs. So we'll see you in 2021.
So
how do you feel about that? Yeah, I'd be excited too, because the league really sucks.
How much did the lobster win?
The lobster gets $14 for being in 14th place. But what's really special is it comes in a monetary fund that I don't think Hunter has ever recognized before. $2 bills.
Nice. It's who's all $2 bills.
Who's on the $2 bill, Hunter?
Trump.
And so goes the merry-go-round. No, just Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. So there are $12 in twos, and then you've got two Sacagawea dollars.
Are we
playing Monopoly?
So these will not work in the vending machine.
No, do
not use them there. It'll confuse the whole system.
That money is actually not good anywhere at this point.
$2 bills. Who's the league administrator? Is it grandma? Is she handing out $2 bills?
And they're not even new $2 bills. Like, well,
they're,
usually,
they're kind of crisp.
They're a little crisp,
I think they were ironed. You know, I don't know.
Someone took them out of an old envelope that was in their house. Well, a lobster,
but
congratulations.
I think we should, so lobster, what charity should we give this to? I don't know what that
was. I don't know what that was.
That's a dying charity.
I think he said he's going to the strip club with it.
Is that what he's doing?
You want
to
rain with two?
Yeah. Sacagawea dollars are going to be a big hit with the pole dancers.
You ever seen a stripper pick up a
Sacagawea?
They're going
to be just like you. They're going to get mad because they think it's phony money.
Like, this is ridiculous. This is fake. Get out of the club.
Lobster.
Congratulations, Lobster. That's great. You've been banned. Does this mean that Hunter and I can do it next year now?
Yeah, because you guys were banned a year ago.
Yeah, so we're
yes,
good.
You're back in.
We're
so,
back
but what
in,
it
baby.
Just proves is how garbage not just the lobster is, but everyone on WIRX.
We're just terrible at it.
It's
terrible
garbage.
At it. I do want to end this with, though, Hunter, do you know who Sacagawea was?
Yeah, I've seen that Night at the Museum, so that's basically.
It's Robin Williams' girlfriend.
Right, absolutely. She's in a display.
You're just the worst. You're just the absolute worst.
What?
Dave, thank you so much for presenting this esteemed honor to the Screaming Yellow Lobster.
As only IRX can win every year.
Every year. We're 2 for 2 on this one. Fantastic. And yes, Night at the Museum is a great historical film. If you have any questions on Sacagawea, just watch that. Your comedian today is Mark Ellis. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you A's? How you feeling today?
Oh, man, little, I'm really interested to see how Kiki feels. So we went skiing / snowboarding over the weekend.
Yep.
We hit up the old snow games, and then you came, and we hit the hills.
Oh, shredding it, bro.
Shredding it, bro. You know what? How old are you, 34?
30, I'm on the back end of 33, so I just round up to 34.
34, you know what? Honestly, man, for our age, I'm quite impressed of how well we did.
Oh, dude, we crushed it, man. Yeah. We were out there hitting the slopes, just shredding up that sweet powder.
Not going to say that I'm not sore, though. I really didn't take any bad spills after doing it for, I don't know how many years I've been snowboarding, but you kind of figure that out. The less you fall.
Yeah.
The more you're going to love yourself the next few days.
Half of the battle, skiing, snowboarding is 90% not falling and 10% falling the right way.
Yep.
You just got to learn how to fall.
Just stay low and wash out, man.
Yeah.
Because you get that whiplash going, which I saw Kiki do like three times on the very last time she did a run.
So Kiki did snowboard lessons finally. Uh-huh. She'd been wanting to do that. She got a snowboard from one of her aunts.
And before I should have said that,
yeah.
She did very well.
Yeah.
For the first time snowboarding, or maybe second. Is it first or second? Maybe, whatever.
Really her first time. Yeah.
She was finding the edge. She was doing well. She was getting up and down the hill. But just like the first time in anything, you're not going to kill it right off the bat.
No, you got to learn how to do it, especially never doing it before. Absolutely.
She did fall hard a few times, and I just kept telling her, don't get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's already beat right now, so just keep going.
Yeah.
Find the edge, and just don't give up.
So yesterday, I could tell, she's like, oh, my God, I'm starting to feel it. Like, everything is sore. And I said, oh, Monday's going to be real rough. It's always the second day.
So here's what it is, though, on a snowboard is when you fall, you're high-siding or you're hitting heel side in your whiplash hard. Either you're scorpion or you're smacking the back of your head.
Both good options.
Both suck. And you know what's even worse? And, you know, it's pretty tough on skis. Actually, I want to say it's even tougher on skis, getting back up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're using ab muscles. It's like you're doing 1,000 crunches that day.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting up and trying to get going again, and huff, you fall, get up. It's basically doing a bunch of up-downs,
yeah.
You know, on a hill, on a snowy hill with a bunch of snow gear on.
Slick, snowy hill, exactly. You know? You're in big, bulky gear.
So when she comes into the studio today, don't expect... A lively bunch.
I think she's going to be wheeled in. I think we got the wheelchair up front for her. We'll just kind of get her one of those motorized carts that she can ride around for a couple of days.
Hey.
But no, we had a great time.
It was awesome,
man. Good. I felt pretty good. I went over a couple jumps.
You did?
Which was exciting.
You know, and you got a little bit of broken air. Limbs.
No.
You landed it good. You're fine.
I think at one point I got, what was it? I got 2 inches of air. It was great.
Did you grab your ski? Did you do a...
I didn't do any sweet tricks. No, it was mostly just... Don't wipe out, don't wipe out, don't wipe out.
Don't die, don't die.
But next time, though, for sure. Next time, I think I'm going to do like a little back of the ski grab. Be like,
there you go.
Do 360.
It's just something about being on top of a hill and letting gravity take you to the bottom.
Just doing it. It's great.
It's awesome, man.
You're on these slits. I put a little Crisco on the bottom. I just go flying down that hill.
Later, dudes.
there's actual fire that's coming from my
Brock
from my
was
skis.
like Clark Griswold when he got on the sled in Christmas Vacation.
Just gone.
Later, dudes.
Crushed it. Like, oh, he's so fast. All the chicks are like, oh, he's so fast.
Dude, my wife bombed the hill one time.
I thought your wife was going to die.
Me too.
I thought for sure. We went down that one black diamond.
She didn't turn.
She just went straight down.
She bombed it. Went straight down. Halfway down the hill, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just see her back at the house.
Yeah.
She's not going to stop.
He's right. See you later, honey.
See ya.
Have fun. Be safe. All right. Anyway, I'm glad no one died. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Right now, it's the Scorpions. It's WIRX.
Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
The lovely and beat up Kiki.
Hi.
She's going to make it.
Hey, I was going to tell you, the very first time I snowboarded, I got so beat up. It literally made me sick. I was puking the next day. I could not stop puking.
Because
my body was so battered.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
That's why I haven't laughed at you this morning, because I know how you feel.
I wouldn't know because I didn't fall down. I'm just that good.
You're such a bastard.
Just crushing it. Just shredding those hills, bro.
Yeah, but that was the first time I'd ever tried something new in a long time.
Uh-huh. So, what we need to do, though, is we need to get you back out there again.
Like, I know.
Three weekends in a row.
Today.
I wish I didn't end it on the last two runs that I did late at night. I should have called it quits during the day when I was actually doing good and was still able to control myself. But my body was so exhausted. And then I thought, let's go for two more rounds.
Yeah.
And basically just tumbled and wiped out on the hill entire time.
When you fall and you make this noise.
Don't make me laugh.
Wrap it up.
Guys, my ribs.
That was Kiki falling down the hill.
Please don't make me laugh. My ribs hurt so bad.
What's that?
Just all the wind out of your lungs.
And it's right on that like icy patch that made a mound that people have been jumping. That's what you hit.
For sure. It's never the softest spot on the hill.
No. Instead of landing on that fresh set of powder, it's just right on the stone underneath that's covered in ice now.
Oh, God, I'm going too fast.
Ow.
People can hear the... the amount of air that comes out of your body. It's like,
You know what? To be honest, I hit my head a couple times. I got to get a helmet going forward. But
not a bad idea.
I have to get a helmet because I went backwards and was falling down the hill a few times, which was really tough.
Yeah.
And a couple times I smacked my head pretty good.
You should wear Brock's old high school football helmet.
Yeah, I'll get you that. You can wear that. To be fair, though, you should wear a helmet pretty much everywhere. If I'm going to be completely honest with everyone. No, it's like that song. It's that... My mind is telling me no, but my body's going, oh, God, please, God, no. I'm so sore.
It's like that lady who was stomping grapes who fell off the...
Oh, ow, 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 ow. Oh, no, I think she's really hurt. Oh, no, oh, no. No, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, me too.
I heard you did great, and I'm sure you did, so keep it.
You know why?
I did in the beginning.
Yeah, you know why? A lot of people would have went down the hill like 3-4 times on that snowboard and would have wrapped it up and went and rented some skis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because doing something you know you can do.
Yeah.
I was very proud of you, Kiki, for going the whole... Basically the whole day.
Yeah. The whole day and whole night. But here's the thing is I need to learn my limits because I am over 30 now. And the competitiveness of me was like, I wanted to end on such a good note, but my body was so tired. Mm-hmm. I should have just quit, chalked it up for the day, and just took the good runs I had all earlier in the day. And I didn't. And I just kept... Just smack the whole way down. And then I did it again because I was like, nope, I can do better.
Let's just really...
just seeing stars. Couldn't feel my body.
Focus on the fact that Kiki straight up said, I'm over 30. She's 33, folks, all right? I just love it. I'm over 30. Yeah, that was such a woman thing right there.
Yeah.
I'm over 30.
No, once I pass the 30 mark, my body's a little bit more fragile.
She's well
into... The mindset, too.
She's well into her 30s, folks.
Yes!
Don't forget.
I'm 32. Well I can still say... Until I'm 35, I can still say I'm past 30.
She's a hard 33, folks.
You're an ass.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Wow.
Making you smarter every day. It's dumb vocabulary with Brock.
I mean, Brock's digging a hole.
A rough 33, He's okay?
What digging the a hole. Heck?
Surprised he hasn't asked you how much.
What's wrong with you?
Surprised he hasn't asked you how much you weighed.
Yeah. I know.
You know, might as well. You're deep enough into it.
I'm surprised they had a board that could handle you.
Oh, damn. This guy's an ass. she's so mad she's laughing right now.
It hurts to laugh.
All right, we got a well-aged 30-year-old, and I think you're going to need a thicker board.
Whatever.
No, Johnny, get the thick boards from the back.
Hey, I wasn't the oldest person that this guy ever gave lessons to.
No?
He gave lessons to a 60-year-old and an 80-year-old.
An 80-year-old?
They didn't even make it to the hill.
No, it's because they died halfway.
They died on the chairlift. We tried not to talk about it.
I had to bury her halfway onto the...
It's like Mount Everest. You just leave the body because it's cold enough.
Oh.
All right, when you get to the frozen grandma, you're halfway down.
That's so bad.
Oh.
That's so terrible.
And it's just grandma.
Just frozen. It's just a look of fright on her face. Hey, you know what? She's not sore.
I did a sweet
dead.
I did a sweet jump off that frozen grandma. It's awesome.
Dude, hit that quarter pike man and do a sweet 50-50 off grandma.
If you gauge it right, you can bounce right off her forehead.
You can grind her cane, man. Her cane is frozen to the perfect way.
Oh my god.
Sweet grind on that cane, bro. Alright, let's get to it. You're dumb.
Too much.
Oh, God, my face hurts.
Yeah, my ribs hurt. Stop.
My body.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, frozen grandma insurance. Seriously, if you need it covered, whether you got a business, maybe you got some rental homes, you got a snowmobile, whatever you got, he's going to get you covered. Make sure your stuff is safe. Chris.
There you go, kid.
I bet you can do some sweet grinds.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Grandma's cane. Your dumb vocabulary for today, bangworthy.
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 That's just a word.
Bangworthy.
It's not a dumb vocabulary.
Bangworthy.
You're worthy to bang. You're a good-looking person. You're an outstanding...
Yeah.
Banger.
Bangworthy.
Yeah. You're worthy of the bang.
Yeah. Why are you smiling? Why are you looking at your wife smiling right now?
Because I'm bangworthy. Right?
Bang worthy is good enough.
Away. What an ass.
Good yes. enough.
Good enough to bang, but not to date.
Oh.
The guy, she's all right. She's bang worthy.
You're not bringing her home to mom.
No, 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 no. She's bang worthy.
Got
yeah.
you. Got
so, yeah, you are bang worthy.
Oh, damn.
It's terrible. Well, we're already so, married.
I know, I screwed it up. I screwed it up. Yeah, so there you go.
Poor girl over here is already sore as hell. Just laying it
now,
in
now I'm getting out.
Now you're working on the inside.
Now my emotions are bruised.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There you go. No, you're much better than bangworthy. Mm-hmm. You are.
So how did you describe me?
You're extra bangworthy. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, Jesus, good God, man.
Attention local musicians.